You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Paving work on southbound US 53 near Eau Claire officially got underway last night. According to a press release from the Department of Transportation, this portion of the paving project on southbound US 53 will cover County Highway 00 in Lake Halley to Wisconsin 312 in Eau Claire. The highway will see nighttime lane closures and intermittent ramp closures at County Highway 00, Melby Street, and Wisconsin 312. Officials say this portion of the paving project should wrap up by September 25th, barring any weather delays. Barron County officials gathered for a groundbreaking ceremony on a new welcome center on Monday morning. Representatives from the Pioneer Village Museum say the project on Highway W has been years in the making, and they've raised about $1.4 million of their $2 million goal. When completed, the facility will house the Barron County Tourism Information Center, the Blue Hills Genealogical Society's resources, and the Pioneer Village Museum's administrative offices. Organization officials say they're still accepting donations for the project. A pair of Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to promote community solar energy programs across the state. The legislation has been proposed in previous sessions, but never gained enough support to move forward. If passed into law, it would allow local municipalities to approve small-scale solar energy projects rather than requiring approval by the Public Service Commission. The lawmakers expect to gain bipartisan support for the measure this session, and Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for expanding solar energy use. With deer hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. Hunters have a variety of options to test for the disease, including self-service kiosks, using meat processors that can assist with sampling, arranging an appointment with the DNR, or by doing it themselves at home or in the field. Hunters should also be aware of counties with baiting and feeding bans that have been triggered by positive chronic wasting disease tests. Marshfield Clinic Region of Sanford Health has announced plans to expand their operations in the Chippewa Valley. According to a press release, the organization is planning to create an ambulatory hub at its Lake Halley Clinic and expand their emergency care services at Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire. Access to emergency care has been a major issue for Chippewa Valley residents since the HSHS closures, and Marshfield officials are hoping the new Lake Halley facility will help emergency departments in the area operate more efficiently. St. Croix County public health officials have announced the first human case of West Nile virus in the county. The Northwest Wisconsin region has now seen a handful of West Nile virus cases, including human cases in Rusk and Barron County, as well as a bird in Polk County. Health officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves from the disease, which is only spread through an infected mosquito. Residents should remember to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and mosquito-proof their homes as much as possible. Northwood Technical College and Impact 7 held a groundbreaking ceremony and ribbon cutting for two housing projects last week. The projects were made possible through the Housing Opportunity and Mobile Education Solutions Initiative program as part of an effort to combine affordable housing with access to mobile workforce training labs operated by Northwood Technical College. The groundbreaking was held for the Trailview Cottages development in Hayward, and the ribbon cutting ceremony was held for Maplewood Cottages in St. Croix Falls. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be holding free open houses at fish spawning facilities and fish hatcheries over the next few weeks. According to a press release, the free open houses are meant to give residents a chance to learn how the facilities help sustain the state's fish population up close. The first open house will be held at the Governor Tommy G. Thompson Fish Hatchery in Spooner on September 27th at 10 a.m. Additional details on the events are available on the Department of Natural Resources website. Democratic state lawmakers are circulating a proposed bill that would allow Wisconsin residents struggling with suicidal thoughts to add themselves to a do-not-sell list for firearms. The legislation is meant to allow those individuals to voluntarily give up access to firearms if they feel it is unsafe for them to have one. Research shows suicide attempts that do not involve a firearm are rarely fatal, but are nearly always fatal when they do. People who add themselves to the list could later apply to be removed from the database after a waiting period. State Senator Kelda Royce has officially announced she will join the growing Democratic primary field for governor in the 2026 election. Royce is the fourth Democrat to enter the race after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek a third term, joining Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and American Family Field vendor Ryan Sternad. Washington County Executive Josh Showman and New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien are the only two Republicans to officially enter the race so far. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown. And then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 77th Emmy Awards are in the books, and there was big news from the event. Probably the biggest story was HBO's The Pitt winning Outstanding Drama Series. Star of the show, Noah Wiley, also took home a Best Actor Award, and The Pitt's Catherine Lanasa won Best Supporting Actress. Another big story of the night was the Netflix show Adolescence, which won 6 Emmy Awards, 3 of which went to Stephen Graham for acting, writing, and producing. Apple TV's The Studio won 4 Emmys, including Best Comedy Series. Britt Lower of Apple TV's Severance got her first Emmy off her first nomination and took home the Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jean Smart took home her 4th Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role on Hacks. Smart has picked up a total of 14 Emmy nominations over her impressive career. 15-year-old Owen Cooper became the youngest recipient ever for his role in Adolescence. He was excellent. Rainn Wilson appeared on the Last Laugh podcast last week and said he felt that at times the show The Office went too far with racial and sexist jokes. Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute, said they could never get away with some of the jokes now. Wilson also said that NBC ultimately passed on a spinoff which would have starred the Dwight Schrute character and would have been set on his character's beet farm. The show would have been called The Farm. News from the Emmys, Stephen Colbert presented the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Beforehand, Colbert jokingly asked when he got behind the mic if anyone was hiring. Colbert will exit The Late Show in May of 2026. Colbert also joked that he brought his resume and showed the crowd his old headshot. The Late Show host was visibly moved when the crowd started chanting, "Stephen." Great guy. And by the way, Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.